Freedom of speech or instigating public opinion. This was the main topic of discussion among experts, lawyers, and Iranian officials who came together to discuss whether slandering religious beliefs should be labeled as the right to free speech or a deliberate attempt to instigate public opinion in the Muslim world. The speakers behind me say legal systems and society at large recognize the limits on freedom of speech, especially when freedom of speech conflicts with other values or rights. They say limitations to freedom of speech may follow the harm principle or the offense principle, and a case in point could be religious belief or hate speech. The speakers told Press TV that it is necessary to have freedom of expression if we are to avoid slandering true beliefs. But in the case of the US-made anti-Islam movie called Innocence of Muslims, they say it is clear that those behind it had every intention to serve a political function.
It's definitely an incitement, but the movie only managed to incite Muslim anger and get them to streets to condemn those who try to slander our holy prophets. This was an insult, not just to Islam, but also to all other religions and prophets.
The campaign to insult not just Islam, but also other religions is not sporadic or accidental. It was planned, and those behind the blasphemous movie must realize that they are the dupes of this covert game.
No doubt, the psychologist film seeks to incite public opinion. Its makers are trying to portray Muslim communities undemocratic. They want to keep Muslims busy in order to plunder their riches.
Experts say Western governments cherish freedom of expression only when it serves their own interests. For that, the international community should recognize the dangers of free speech in certain situations and come up with universal laws that protect all societies from harmful ideas.
In addition to protest rallies, there should be a legal fight. We should try to devise laws to ban and criminalize blasphemous acts. This way, we can stop or discourage the repeat of similar acts in the future.
The blasphemous movie has provoked angry protests across the Muslim world, even in the West. That's why Muslim countries are urging the United Nations to frame laws that criminalize hate against any religion, including Islam. Amanoderi, Press TV, Tehran.